Good morning. I want to thank everybody for coming today, and welcome back to our committee members from our August recess here. Would you please call the roll?
Supervisors DeBruin?
Here.
Dmitrievich?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Roma West?
Present.
Sam Fliegel?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. We might as well jump right into it right away. Item number one, please.
Item 1, review recommended changes and approve facility committee's final report.
Thank you. Any questions or comments by anyone on the committee? Supervisor West?
Date.
Okay. I know we talked about changing dates on several things last time. Supervisor DeBruin?
My memory, which doesn't mean we have to do it that way, but my memory of the time was that while we talked about it, we were thinking that we'd keep the date in December, but recognize that it might be January. But if that's too wishy-washy for folks, then, you know, and we need to change it. But that's, I think, what we ended up, why it stayed December. But so I don't know if that really addresses Chairman West's concerns.
It does. I would like for it to say January 2012, and then on the off chance we get it done by December, awesome. But at least the date on record is January 2012, and the only reason is because I personally get a little tired of people saying, well, you're not doing anything or you're not getting things done and whatever. And so if it can be the actual date that we believe we can get things done by, that's kind of what I'd like to see.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, we have gone back and forth on all these dates, and I remember the conversation too, and I remember, and maybe we can call our usual suspects up, Ms. Lide and Ms. Lucy here, and just to go over again the time frame. And we know we want to make sure that we, you know, give some adequate time. We're all, I don't know if rush is the correct word, but we're all of the opinion we want to make sure we get something in the system and we get started, so we don't have repeats what we had in the past. We've done too much work and spent too much time on this to delay any longer than necessary. So I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'd appreciate hearing from the main architects who have to put this into place and see what they say on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
We're on line 225. We're about the December cycle.
Before we get to that, can I just ask Ms. Collins, what do the notes reflect? Because we did change something from December to January.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, my notes indicate that that line was originally 238 in the last resolution we drafted last time. I think that moved around since there was some deletion. That changed from October 2011 to December 2011.
So with that, okay, that was the change there. Okay. And then,
later shifted as well, some to December, again, and some to January.
Right, which the be it resolved clause beginning on 259 is the one I think that originally was December. We moved that to January. That was the issue last time. Ms. Lucy, if you'd like to address Supervisor Smith's questions.
Right.
Thank you for coming today.
Good morning. Thank you. It was my understanding, and might be my misunderstanding, it was my understanding that we did move that to January, to the January meeting, in order to give the committee a little bit of time to get their action teams completed through with our cycle. And we did, in fact, create a time frame which shows that with the action teams.
Okay.
We got a little, I would tell you, frankly, we got a lot of pushback from the committee members who were like, why, you know, this is too short of time for us to do our work. And we've really been working with them very hard and giving them a lot of resources in order for them to be able to make this time frame. But it was our understanding that we would be coming back in January to report. And partially because of the other considerations, which is the implementation of the women's treatment unit in December, the number of RFPs and whatnot and contracts that we'll have to do in December. And so that was also part of the discussion, as I recalled it.
Yeah, if I could follow up. So I think I hear you saying, I want to make sure so we're not confused too, because you refer, I know we switched some lines around in the final report because we had deleted some things. But if you go to 238 and 239 now, okay, in our final report, it's talking about contracts, but that doesn't have to change. That can stay in December?
Yes, we'll be coming back with that information in December.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a final point to make, and I think it's related to the resolution, is that how much interplay has there been? This will be kind of after the budget, but, you know, looking into, you know, all the things we're doing here, how much interplay have you had with the county executive? Is he up to date on this resolution and what's going on, in your opinion? Have you met with him on this or his staff?
I would refer to Tia's here.
Tia's here. Can you answer that, Tia?
Sure.
Do you mind?
Yeah, I have been very involved with both the committee, the redesign committee, as well as working with the director and the mental health director to make sure that we both translated the resolution into an action plan and using the dates that I think we had heard from last cycle.
Well, let me put you on the spot one more time since I have you here, and that is, I'm sorry to switch a little bit, but this is financial ramifications and stuff, too. I'm concerned about the budget as well, obviously, but that is three of us here. And does he understand the, you know, we spend so much time on the monies here and the savings or lack of savings or what we have to do, and it's not going to be short term, and that, you know, to reinvest back in community, we're going to need some dollars, and you know, in this budget, is he, or are you aware of the financial ramifications or what this means in closing? Does it mean actually we're saving or what that'll mean in the budget too? Because we haven't heard, I know it's coming up the 29th, but mm-hmm. Just maybe get a little preview on that. Could you give me an idea on that, please?
We have definitely taken into consideration the proposed budget from the department and the goals that they had hoped to achieve with doing some community investment. Are very committed to mental health redesign as policy. I hope that addresses your question.
Yes, well, that is important. It does address it. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Brewer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think one of the, I don't have any problem flipping that date to January. That's your report back from Health and Human Services and BHD. With final recommendations, because then if that's in January, the RFPs are December, and at the same time in January you're coming back with final recommendations on the inpatient facility. So that, I think logically that makes sense. But one of the things we talked about was if we move it to January, during that those couple of cycles, we have one fewer county board cycle, correct? And there was a concern that if we don't even take it up till January, it could be March, especially if there's a month delay before any of these things are acted upon. So I think that was the other reason that there was a concern that versus you'd have the December cycle and then the January cycle kind of consecutively next to each other. But I mean, if people want the January cycle, that's okay with me. But I guess my question is, what are the if we change it to January, is there really any chance you're going to come back in December? Is it really going
to? If I might, Supervisor, I think first off, you know, we talk about December, but really that's November.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
you're right.
Really,
yeah. Okay. I'll make the motion to change that on line 20 to 25, the date from December 2011 to January 2012. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Levy?
I was just going to say, and the other, I think, real crunch time for us, as Ms. Lucy indicated, all of our 2012 requests for proposals will come back to Health and Human Needs Committee in December. So in addition to, you know, we have a RFI that we're going to be, you know, submitting in the next month. There will be information from that, but also all of the department's 2012 contracts will be in December. It's generally a very busy, long meeting, and it's a crunch time for the department. So that little extra time to review and get our report together for this, I think, will be certainly much appreciated.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I just have a question on another piece of the resolution. Very quick, easy question, I think, if we're done with this one. But we're not
done
yet.
Please, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, on the very last couple lines, 277 through 278, it says that the 2010 budgeted funds remaining in the allocated contingency fund shall be used to pay for these services, and it's referring to the A&E design services for the new facility, and there's over $10 million in that account. So it implies that you need $10+ million to do that. And that's actually not correct, obviously, to do the A&E. So I was wondering if we could just make that language just a bit clearer, that that a portion of those funds will be used from the unallocated contingency will be used to pay for the A&E, so that we're not implying that it's going to take 10.7 or whatever the amount left in to fund the 10.77 million to do the A&E.
Yeah.
It's just a cleanup.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have to do that through an amendment?
Sure, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I'd be happy to just type these up so we have a record if you want to just verbally pass it. To also let you know that the fiscal note indicates that before they would move forward with using any of those funds, they'll have to come back to the contract.
So I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, both on that line 225 to change it to January 2012, and then a follow-up motion to have staff amend the language on lines 276 to 278 to indicate that it's a portion of the budgeted funds remaining in the allocated contingency fund that will be used.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. And, and I'm looking at my notes from our last meeting, and we did discuss December. I have that written down, but January, I guess, is okay, but I hope January is it, because as Supervisor DeBruin mentioned, you know, we're going to be getting down to the wire here, and I believe it's the desire of this committee and the board to be able to have some action plan implemented before the end of this term.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor Dmitrievich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, that leads into my question. with the January date now, is, I guess I'm a little confused with the timing and the budget. So I don't understand what your budget, I mean, I've seen your budget requests for, because they're available publicly, your budget request to the county executive for 2012, and obviously it's not quite reflecting this because we're still kind of too early. But I guess what I'm trying to understand is, then we get the information in January, and how do we accommodate our budget to reflect what we may or may not do? So, but let me back up a step, and I want to have a direct question for our directors here. In your 2012 budget request, are you reflecting any of what you see to be potential savings from this move, Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Lucy, or
I guess I would say that that the timing of all of these things is indeed a challenge, and mm-hmm. trying to sequence things and let the committee have input and whatnot in the time that we had to submit our budget, and all of these things it is a challenge to get the sequencing lined up appropriately. What I would say is that in our budget, what we put in was the activities that we felt were the first step strategically, mm-hmm. which was the community. You know, we've said many times, can't do can't close unless you have someplace for people to go. And so we strategically put into our budget request, and hope that we will be supported in that, we put those funds in. And we put those funds in anticipation of the things that we would need to do to decrease our census and be able to do those activities.
Or like step one, and what would be the process to get to what we're trying to adopt today?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then we're have been working on our plan for Hilltop, and our recommendations regarding that will be coming forth this before the end of this year, which then would fold into looking at some downsizing or savings coming in next year, as well as looking, I think, at some options perhaps for some crisis capacity that is included, that we hope to be able to start some things this year with some other revenues and some internal changes. And then if we're, you know, see some support for next year, I think the timing kind of ties pretty nicely.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kind of a different issue that's in the draft report, but it's also in the resolution on number, actually I didn't really see it in the resolution, but it's on page number 11 where we discuss the potential, 10 and 11, the potential funding sources. I just felt that line 35, or 345, excuse me, to 348, I just didn't feel like went far enough, because I think many of us perhaps see the possible sale of the current facility and land as one of the most important funding sources. And I think by just stating that we asked for an appraisal, I also was pretty sure that we already had the appraisal. I just thought that that could go a little bit further, Mr. Chairman, and maybe you can explain your thinking on that.
Sure. Can you direct me to what page
you're on? Let's see. I'm on the larger report. One, page 11, the first line, line 345.
The final report draft.
This is the final report draft.
Mm-hmm. Earlier versions of our report had much more detail in this, but after consultation.
Which one are we on?
This one.
I'm sorry.
The larger print. Larger
print. Okay. So this
is we're not on the resolution.
Draft. That one in your hand is tracking the changes that were made.
Okay.
This is a clean copy with those changes implemented.
I'm sorry. I got confused.
I know it's confusing.
Yeah. Okay. In earlier versions of the report, we had more specific detail in there. After consultation, though, with staff, it was determined that it may not be in the best interest of the county to make public the thinking right now, because as we're going to want to negotiate a sale of the site with somebody, you basically don't want to show all your cards. And so that was where the thinking was, the information.
Okay, no, that part I understand and respect, and it's definitely our common process to do just that on economic development and other kind of issues. I just kind of, maybe it was just the wording, it seemed, I don't know if other members agree with me, it just kind of seemed like it didn't seem as big of an option as I perhaps view it to be. It just kind of is simply stated that we voted directing for an appraisal, but I guess we can handle that. I don't know, maybe we can handle that verbally. I just don't want to lead other supervisors when they're reading this to think that that's not as big of an option as it is. But I also respect without putting all the details, so I guess we can handle that. And then my last question is, I was actually looking at the resolution, but I'm sure it's in the draft here and I couldn't find it at this time, was maybe it would help me to hear it from you, Mr. Chairman, about the owning, operating. I just want to clear that language up because that's still a little bit confusing to me, because when you say owning and operating in the same sentence of a possible new inpatient facility, I'm interested in owning, not operating. So I don't know why we have both those options there. I don't have a line in the draft, but I know it's written in the resolution, so it's got to come. It had to come from somewhere. I mean, it's even on the... If you want me to save it for the resolution.
Direct me to the language in the resolution, please.
Okay. Here we go. So it's in the resolution now, line number 263. in the resolution. Sorry to jump, but.
Yeah, sorry.
Constructing, owning, and/or operating an inpatient facility.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know what all those meant, because some seem similar and some seem conflicting. And I thought that this committee at our last meeting specifically stated that we're not interested in a private entity running this facility, or perhaps we were.
You
want to
get rid of the
Sure, Mr. Chairman. That actually, I think I actually wrote that language. Right. This is kind of a combination of the multiple options that are out there. So we were trying to recognize that since the final decision had to be made, there was still ones in there. But I understand your concern, because if you actually look under the final report, we have some additional language that kind of beefs up the alternative to building the facility but having it run by a private developer.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on lines 357 to 361 on page 11, it's the same page you were on earlier,
okay,
where it says the new added language says an arrangement or a provider would be working exclusively for and under the direction of Milwaukee County would give the county more control over patient placement and care, and then it talks about the capital borrowing. I actually don't have a problem with the line about the capital borrowing, because I think that's accurate,
mm-hmm,
and is a fair statement to make if it's built by a private provider. But I do object to the first added language, because a provider working exclusively for and under the direction of Milwaukee County does not give the county more control over patient care than if we were owning and operating the facility ourselves with our own staff. So I think that's a misstatement. So I don't know if this is a compromise blend or what, but I would definitely recommend getting rid of that,
mm-hmm,
first statement. But as to your question back on the resolution, I do think that if you have no willingness to look at you'd have to change the wording to say relate to the option of Milwaukee County constructing and operating versus,
mm-hmm,
constructing owning, because owning implies that they might not operate it.
Well, I don't know if you want to make that motion or I'll make it. I mean, we're at the point where we have to make motions now, so.
Go ahead.
Jennifer, sorry, I don't know if you cut that.
I didn't. You'll have to repeat it for me again. What line are we on?
Well, we're in both the draft and the resolution, but on the resolution, we're on line 263.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at today, the resolution.
And so, Resident Room, would you mind helping me out with
sure.
the good language there?
Oh, right now on 262 and 263, it says recommendations related to the option of Milwaukee County constructing, owning, and or operating an inpatient facility. So that implies multiple ownership versus different operations responsibilities. So you could, if you just want to make it not imply that option, you would say related to the option of Milwaukee County constructing and operating an inpatient facility.
Mm-hmm.
So you delete owning and or.
That change I'd like to make?
Constructing and operating an inpatient facility.
And then I'd like to delete to make sure that it's clean and not confusing would be 357... 358 in the draft, right? Is that where we're at?
Oh, yeah, the sentence that starts on the draft on line 357, an arrangement where a provider would be working exclusively for and under the direction of Milwaukee County would give the county more control over patient placement and care. And the reason I suggested that, as I said, is I don't agree with that if you're comparing it to our own employees that we're managing. But the second sentence about allowing just an alternative would allow the county to resume capital borrowing, I think that's accurate and a fair positive piece to that other alternative. So I would recommend it. So which do you want to delete on that? That first sentence?
The ends at care.
Okay.
And then I guess, Mr. Chairman, I have a follow-up question for our research analyst. Well, I know she's doing that, but is there anything else in this draft and resolution that you think would lead people to believe that that's an option that we want to pursue? I mean, I've scanned it over, but I could be missing something. I just don't want to give a confusing message to our colleagues.
Mr. Chair, Chairman, I'm currently typing up the changes to the resolution, but if I could put it out to Mr. Reed, it's part of the building.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
That we have a clear understanding of where we're at.
That's all.
Further supervisor? Okay.
Thank you very much. And then I'll make, of course, make that motion when it's ready.
Sure. The comment that I have, as far as the language being in there, is one of the charges of our committee was to come up with alternate sources of funding for a new hospital. And so the language that was put in the report and then carried over into the resolution is just making a recommendation. Because remember, we have another recommendation that is going to actually put together a finance committee. I think it was Supervisor DeBruin's recommendation that actually would take a look at this and then come and give us all the options and explain the financial consequences. And so I put this in the report as an option for the county, and I think it's important that the county look at not just spending the money on its own building, because we have members of the board who firmly resolved that the county simply cannot afford to build a new hospital and have debt service and carry the debt service on it. We have members on the board that believe that we certainly can't limit our bonding, utilize our bonding, current bonding cap that we have, the self-imposed cap, and sacrifice doing more other capital improvements for another 2 or 3 years. And we have members on the board who feel that we shouldn't exceed that cap, self-imposed cap, and we have members that feel we could exceed it. So by putting in the language to say that one of the things we should consider is being able to finance the building by having a private developer actually build the building and turn around and lease it to us is an option that I think the intent was that is an option that should be considered. Now, leases can be structured in many ways where they ultimately can just be another form of financing where you lease for a fixed term and at the end you own the building. So it really is just a different term to use that you're financing it, but it doesn't put the debt all on your books. I think that is very important to keep in mind in all of this, because I don't want to go through the whole process. We get right down to the bottom line and then we can't agree on whether we're going to exceed the bonding cap, not exceed the bonding cap, whether we can afford to build a new one or we can't afford to build one. Once the program's redesigned and the size or the type and size of buildings determined that we need, I hate to get all the way down to the ninth inning and find out that, we just don't have the money to do this. And that seems to be one of the problems that has stalled this process from moving forward in the past. And so I completely understand the language, striking it out about the operating, because that was, I think it was something that was put in there, kind of merging a lot of different ideas into one and trying to get it. And I do recognize the fact that the intent of this committee, and it's been spoken all the time, is that we actually would be operating the hospital, not having a private person come in and operating that. So when the motion does come to the floor, that part I would support. But I won't support taking out the option of at least exploring other ways to finance this new hospital, which would include a private developer building. Supervisor DeBruin?
And Mr. Chairman, I understand that concern, and I think that the wording that was put in, and I'm not sure if it was you or how it got put in, but I think the wording that remains, I think is actually very appropriate, because on line 356, if we take out that one middle sentence, we keep in that an alternative to the county building its own facility would be a hospital built by a private developer. And then we recognize that this would have would ease some of the capital borrowing issues. So while that doesn't fully endorse that as something of equal value of us constructing our own at this point, it does keep that as an option for the finance team to look at. And frankly, if they don't look at that, then I think we would be open to criticism of not examining the full array of options. Clearly, that doesn't mean it has to be our policy preference, but if they, I actually don't have a problem with that at all, and I appreciate the way in which it's written, because it does recognize that in the end, when the numbers are crunched, you really have to look at everything that's still on the table. So I do think this is a good blend, and I don't see, I think keeping the language that still would stay in there gets you what you want without too much damaging kind of the overall policy thrust.
Let's look at it. Any other comment? So I guess, Ms. Collins, when you're typing the amendment, sorry to bother you, if you would separate those two issues, taking out line 357 through 359 as one, because that's one I think, as I mentioned before, I can agree with that. I don't have a problem with that. But as far as not looking at the option, you know, I'd like to be able to have a separate vote on that. As far as looking at the option of having somebody else build it.
Supervisor Schmidt? Well, I'm getting a little confused here because what we have agendized for us is actually the resolution. So if we're changing the resolution, I mean, we can just, you know.
We have the report.
The report too?
Yeah.
Yes, one.
And yeah, two. One is report,
oh,
two.
Oh, I got the report. Okay. So, you know, but let's make sure we have the difference in the resolution then too, because that's the, which we need to pass formally is the resolution. Thank you.
Any other comment? Okay. Sure, that's fine. I'll put the pressure in.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would make one comment if I don't mind.
Ms. Lucy, please.
My comment is this is a really exciting time for BHD, and I want to just reassure the committee that the staff is very excited about these changes, working very hard with the redesign committee and and implementing things on a very routine basis. We'll be coming to Health and Human Needs with a report about the status of the gender units and the intensive treatment unit. And there's lots of activities going on, and I think we're going to see some of those fruits of those labors in sort of concrete things. It's hard to talk, it's hard to see planning, but we are working very hard on those things. And it is an exciting time. Staff is working very hard to make these changes. So we want to thank you for your interest in our activities, and it gives us a pretty exciting time.
Well, thank you, and we do recognize the that you have your hands full over there with everything that's going on, and we appreciate all the efforts that you and your staff have put in.
Which one? Oh, yes.
Supervisor DeRue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for reminding me. On the actual draft final report, on the first page, line 32A, it says a secure unit for most acute patients, and I think what we want to do is change that to an intensive treatment unit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. And I wanted to make a comment, too, related to what Supervisor Dmitrievich brought up earlier about the 2012 budget. I share her concerns that the budget may not go as far as I think it needs to go in strengthening and providing additional community resources. And obviously we'll be watching that. And given that the final decisions on a lot of the work that's been done, not only by this committee, but by Health and Human Needs and the study committees and the redesign folks are after we adopt the budget, will come in after we adopt the budget. I share a concern about being ready to go in 2012, but we may have already adopted a budget that may be limited. And I would hope that we would look very carefully at what we do with the contingency fund for 2012 to have the necessary or anticipated, some of the anticipated changes, have some room in that to allow that option, whether it's a contingency fund or actually put it in the budget, which wouldn't require a supermajority of the board. But I do think we have to try and provide additional flexibility in the 2012 budget. And I, from the signals I've gotten so far, I am concerned that the budget as presented to the board may not go far enough to really get us down the road toward making the change. But you don't know until you see what's in print, and things can change very quickly And, you know, I'd be delighted if it did, but I just want to make sure that in the budget we can make sure that we adopt a budget that allows for the final recommendations to proceed and not have to wait another two or three budgets before we start making that change.
Supervisor West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I slightly disagree, only in that I think that it takes a lot of forethought to be able to add $1.8 million to the 2012 budget to allow for the expansion of community services without actually having, without actually having a roadmap. So, I mean, the opposite, the polar side of that is that the ladies could have said, well, you know, we don't have a plan in front of us, so therefore we're not going to try to do anything, and we're not, you know, we'll just wait until the next budget cycle, but they didn't do that, which clearly sends the message that they're committed to making sure that we do these community, we do community enhancements in 2012. The other thing is that I just want to, you know, these ladies, between the two of them, by December 19th of 2011, we will have the women's unit up and running out at BHD, and about 2 weeks later, we'll have the intensive treatment unit up out at BHD, and that's without these ladies coming back and asking us for an additional dime. And so, you know, we have some, you know, we have some great minds here, and I really, you know, I don't have those reservations, and obviously I'm looking at it a little bit closer than, you know, than regular folks, because I spend a great deal of time with these ladies and out at BHD and with the redesign committee. But I just think that, you know, to me, the county executive has been very, very supportive, and I really do think that what we have in the budget is going to be a great jumping off point. It's taken a while in Milwaukee County to kind of create the issue that we currently have with people's reliance on, you know, the emergency room and such. So it will take a little bit of time for us to kind of undo some of that. But I think that, honestly, we have all the right players at the table, and I'm very optimistic about not only the 2012 budget, but about what these ladies and the county executive's office working with us will be able to accomplish in 2012 in regards to mental health. So I just wanted to state that respectfully. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Take a look at the language here. Give everybody a few minutes just to review it, make sure that it covers everyone's intentions. We'll move forward.
The right way. That's not what we told her. We told her to instruct me, but she may have done it actually better. I'm not sure. Instructing.
Why do I didn't want the end or? Wouldn't it be constructing?
Yeah, I think what we told her was constructing and operating.
But obviously, we're only at two, but I don't.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. On the larger amendment, the word that was supposed to be stricken was owning or it was supposed to be National County constructing and operating. Yeah.
Okay.
I just typo. This is supposed to be and intensive treatment. No big deal, Jennifer. Stop nitpicking, everyone. At least no one's saying we got to start from scratch. Oh no!
Right.
Let's meet another 6 months.
Okay. Supervisor Dmitrievich, a minute to get back here, and then anybody have questions or? Okay, so we're going to remove the strike from constructing and strike only. Okay.
Yeah, we got it. It's constructing okay. and operating, and then this is just an intensive.
Right, that one I saw.
But that's it.
All right. And then it's, are you okay? No big deal.
It doesn't matter. Do you want your name?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I just didn't. It was all your language.
It's a wordsmith. I get a word.
Okay. Everybody mm-hmm. okay
yes.
with the changes? All right. And we'll have a motion.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, should we start with the first one? The one that's offered by Supervisor DeBruin that has the change in the report to January 2012 and then deleting the owning piece and then adding that a portion of the funds would be used from the allocated contingency. It's the larger one. Okay. I'll move approval of that combined amendment.
And this is the amendment for the resolution, just so we're clear on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. We have a motion to approve from Supervisor DeBruin. Any comment? Call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. We have we'll look at change number one. Just changing some terminology on lines 32 to 34, page 1. And then change number 2 is striking the sentence out about an arrangement, talking about another provider. We have a motion for these changes. We need a motion on these changes? Or this hasn't been really...
Mr. Chairman,
I guess we could just make these, right? We don't have to vote on
this. It's a legislative draft, so this is more of your convenience.
Okay. Okay. Anybody comment on those two changes? We're okay with those. Okay. All right, very good. Then so I think we're agreed on our resolution and our report. We had, at our last meeting, we had taken out the language, and I'm not sure what line it was on back then because our lines have changed.
Yeah.
But do you have more copies of this you can pass around?
Yeah.
We have taken out language that says the Board of Supervisors adopts the policy recommendations included in our report until we actually agreed on the report.
Yeah.
So I think we need to reinsert this language back in now that we have agreed on the report and resolution, if somebody would care to move this forward.
So moved. Okay.
Supervisor Schmidt will.
So do you need a motion on this
motion? Supervisor Schmidt made a motion. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Then we have a motion on the report and the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, you can just do a motion to approve as amended.
Approve as amended. Okay.
Make a motion. Some. Supervisor Schmidt.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt with the motion. Any other comments?
Thank you.
Questions?
Does that number the final resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Questions? Comments?
Not before approval, but Afterwards, I do have a few comments.
Okay, very good. Okay, hearing none, we'll call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm assuming perhaps some people might want to point a personal privilege like me to, because I think this is a huge momentous occasion, something that we just approved here. And you've heard it before, but I want to thank you, Chairman Sanfilippo. You've done an excellent job with this committee. You've put so much time and effort and passion into it. And with all the meetings, I mean, this committee alone has put in hours and hours and hours of meetings here and many more outside. I also want to say that almost 8 years in the county board, this has been a process that I think has really united us. You're seeing people that maybe don't agree on most issues agreeing on this, and we've come a long, long way. Because I remember sitting at the same table, almost same chair, when we were looking at St. Mike's, and then getting more information that we can't stay where we're at, that we had all the code violations, and now here we are. So all I want to do is keep it short. I want to thank all my committee members, and I want to just state for the record, for everyone who's listening, that you know, the county board, this is our initiative. We put this forward. We put the resolution forward. We've been the one who's responded to when we had the code situations. We put money aside. We put $10 million in a contingency fund, and we're the ones that I think have really been steering this ship the right direction. And you see now here it's the county board stepping up and has a great plan as to how to move forward, a roadmap. And I know that we will see the fruits of our labor at the beginning of next year. And, of course, our advocates, our staff have been with us the whole way. We're not there yet, but we're really in the right direction. So what a lot of people were critical in the beginning, I remember hearing ridiculous things like, oh, this is going to cost $500 million or these just, you know, insane amounts of money. We can't do it. But I think you can see here that if we get together and put the time and effort in, we can. And so I just wanted to thank everybody. I feel really good about this. And I just know that there's big things on the horizon and that we're dedicated to improving mental health services in Milwaukee County. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, I just echo a little bit of that. And yeah, you know, we put over $12 million, of course, mm-hmm. in the contingency. We used $1.8 million last year out of necessity because of violations we needed to do. I have been always a firm believer for a long time that mental health should not be separated from the other work we do out on the county grounds, and this resolution does that, and I'm happy to see that. And I'm also want to acknowledge the committee and the work and the chairman, but the two ladies in front of us, because you know, we needed to move on here, and we should understand, and I think we played an important role, and the board has been proactive on this in an area that really kind of gets under the radar, but is so important. Anybody would have anybody in this situation, they would want the best care possible for a loved one or anybody in their family, and we need to take on that responsibility. It's an important responsibility of government. But I think we've done the right way. We've asked the private sector to partner with us. That's so terribly necessary. We all understand that. And we had given the charge to our directors 3 months ago, actually, to start looking at the private sector. I know they've done that. So it's not that we're, you know, reinventing something or not, or doing something that hasn't been looked at before. I mean, Hilltop was in the budget last year and looking at downsizing that, so we're continuing to move in that area. But we do understand, I certainly understand better that it's, you just don't snap your fingers when you're doing these kind of things. When you downsize one area, you've got to make sure the services and the people are taken care of, and that's been made very clear to me during this process and important. And, you know, we always, and our constituents want us to be efficient and save all the money we can, and everybody understands that, but, you know, it can't be done just magically because the responsibilities still remain. And if we don't take care of the vulnerable people, someone has to. We have to make sure that's done, too, and that's been a real theme of this committee too, and I thank everyone for understanding. I guess for educating me and understanding that better too. So this is not going to be a report. It's going to sit on the shelf that we've done before because we moved too far along. We have momentum. We realize the difficulties going ahead, but this is a new day for Milwaukee County, and I'm making a publicly and thanking our directors who need to do the work and the staffs here to keep those relationships going, because the word certainly is out that we are moving a new direction here. I think that's been abundantly clear, and that's what we need to pass this resolution and move on. So I'm anxious to see what happens in the months to come, and I'm positive we will be changing and changing our delivery system for the better and taking some of the burden, the impossible burden we put on our whole mental health facilities. We've done too much for too long. It's amazing we've done as well as we've had. I know we've had some difficulties, but when you work with those most vulnerable populations, and I've been out there a couple times and seen what actually goes on, it's pretty amazing kind of work. And it's inevitable that problems are going to exist with the tender minds of the people who are there. So I guess I'm just very pleased to hopefully be at kind of an end process here finally, and being part of this and needed part of this. And thank everybody who will continue the heavy lifting as we go on. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would like to not only thank the chair, but thank all the members of the committee that I've worked with. We came in with a lot of different viewpoints. We're all very feisty, outspoken people. And not only have I learned a lot from all of my colleagues at the table, but I think we have grown much closer and and worked very cooperatively together, even though we had a lot of different viewpoints. And things have gotten heated at times, but in the end, we ended up with a product that we all could strongly support. And I appreciate that. I also want to echo Supervisor Schmidt's appreciation to not only the staff here, but the staff that they work with. If they hadn't sat down with Ms. Lyde and Ms. Lucy and worked on what a hypothetical model would be, I don't think that the rest of the county board or even the public would have as much confidence in what we put together as a committee, because it's really the professional staff who are willing to risk their own self-interest, their own years of operating under one model and being willing to risk changing to a different model. And that's a huge change for people to undertake, and they did that. And so while the hypothetical model is at roughly 120 beds, I'd love to be down to 50 beds, you know, 10 years from now or 5 years from now. But the bottom line is we're talking about 15 years ago cutting the number of beds in half, and now cutting the number of beds in half again, and following it with and coupling that with a dramatic expansion in the community. And so I think Milwaukee County at the end of this process will have had two major sea changes in how we deliver care that will benefit everyone. I think we've come a long way, but I think we have a long way to go, because a lot of this is still in the planning. It's not in reality yet. And so a lot of the folks at this table and in this room will be here as those changes get in place. And I hope we don't lose any of the fire in the belly or any of our commitment as we look at the other funding needs of the county. We've got those. But my biggest fear is that the other issues that impress on Milwaukee County will allow us to or push us into backing off of this. And I don't believe that. I think I have more faith this time around that won't happen, but at the same time, I think that's our greatest risk, that the bureaucracy and the funding issues of county government may, you know, harm the actual realization of this effort. So we have come a long way. There's been changes in our current facility. There are upcoming changes that are actually ones patients will see, such as the treatment unit changes, we still have a long way to go before the broad-based community of patients and their families really experience a major change. And I know you all know that, and I just hope that we don't lose that fire and that we keep working on this so that a year from now we really can say, well, now we've actually made the decisions and made the commitments and are ready to change it for the future.
Thank you, Supervisor. Okay. Thank you. And I, too, not to keep going over the same thing, but would like to thank everybody, too. It was a remarkable effort. I know we threw a lot of things at you guys, at the last minute needed a lot of information. You came through. Everyone on the committee, we worked well together. As it's been pointed out, we didn't all start this process with the same feeling or the same ideas, but I think what helped us keep this together is everybody on this committee, is along with the staff, is interested in just increasing and improving the care for the patients. And when you have that one main goal, we can all set aside our differences and come on a plan. And I think that's what we did mm-hmm. here, too. So I do appreciate your ladies keeping us all on course and straight as well. So with that, this meeting is adjourned. This committee is ended.
All right.
Thank you very much.